able to describe the beautiful place.
It's in the forest. It's almost there's moss on the trees, kind of hanging moss. It's very moist. It feels good on the bare feet. There's a nice trail. Places to sit. All of the life there seems to be so happy. Just enjoy, just to be. It's all greeting me. Saying hello. And all the energetics and all the ways we communicate. The stones. The trees. They both talk so slow. Their frequencies are slow. And there's all the little bugs. As you look at the floor of the forest, there's so much. A world of its own. So much goes on there.
Wonderful. No worries in a place like that. It's peaceful, where there are no worries and no problems. Just peace and quiet. Can you see the sky from where you are?
A bit of it peeks through.
Look up in the sky and see if you can find a big, white, fluffy cloud.
It's not real easy to see. This is kind of a heavy forest, but I can see different pieces. It's pretty clear sky today.
Wonderful. Perhaps we'll take a walk in the forest. Is there a path?
Yeah.
Let's take a walk on that path. Share with me how that's going.
We're walking by a lot of ferns. The ferns are always so happy. We laugh as we move along. It's so different on one side of the trail. There's all the ferns. On the other side, there's just not much. It's so odd how things can be so different. One side of the trail to the other. As we move along, there doesn't seem to be many birds today.
No.
There's usually some, but they're probably up in the sunshine. In the field.
So it's a pretty clear day today.
Well, we're getting up towards the field. I can look up and see better.
Is there an opening into this field?
Yeah. Yeah, I just kind of end up there. It's just growth. some kind of tall grass. It's all pretty dry, and this is where the birds are, because the seeds, the different things.
Beautiful. Now that you're in this field, look up into the sky. Do you see any clouds in the sky?
There's some.
Okay.
The sky is actually kind of greenish. It's, I don't think this is Earth. It has an earthy feel. I mean, there's, it's similar, but the sky is just not blue.
Wonderful. It's kind of amazing.
And the clouds are not like Earth clouds. They're not really fluffy. They just kind of seem flat and drawn out.
Nice.
Kind of. Yeah, it's, I, the only way I know to describe it is it's just a real flat feel. I mean, there's some birds here, but they don't seem to really fly much.
What kind of birds are there? What do they look like? Can you describe them?
They're probably like medium size. And they're all just kind of brown. They match the... They match the fields. Because everything's dry.
Everything's dry.
Which is really... It's odd because... In the forest where there was all the coverage, the moss on the trees and all the ferns, and it was vibrant, but out here, it almost feels toxic, like with the, I don't know if that's what it was with the sky, but it just doesn't feel right. Something happened here.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Are you able to perceive a body? Are you able to see what your body may look like right now?
It's like I'm in like a hazmat suit or something. Something is protected. It's under whatever it is I'm wearing. It seems like it's protection for whatever happened here. It's sad because the birds aren't moving because they're just there. They're stuck. I think they're dead. I think they're just, it's like everything just stopped in its place and all the plant life died. The rocks feel sad.
And you're in a hazmat suit. Does the suit protect you from the environment around you?
Yeah, but it's so weird because it's like I wasn't wearing this in the woods, in the beautiful green lushness. Everything there was alive and happy. And it's like, it's almost like there's a wall or something, you know, that when you pass through, all of a sudden you're out in this bleakness, this what once was.
Do you perceive yourself to be male or female?
I really don't. I don't feel one way or the other.
Okay. You're doing a great job.
It's like I'm there as an observer.
Yes. Do you see anybody else around you?
It Yeah, there's some other people that are kind of waving at me. They want me to come over there.
All right.
They get frustrated because I kind of wander off by myself. So I think they're ready to go, and it's not like I like this place, but it's interesting, but it's so sad.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it will recover.
Do you know what you guys are doing at this place right now?
It's, I gotta get going. It's like they, I don't know if we're there to make our observations and report back to this is a shitty job.
Do you know what you do in this job?
Well, it's really weird because wherever this is, we go around and we actually go to the surface of places where I'm doing the quote signs, things have happened. And this planet's really weird because it's like there's just spots where whatever it was happened. We don't have any tools to do like readings of what. I don't think they really want us to know. They just want us to observe and say what we saw. But they don't want any scientific facts because they already know them. They know what's going on, but they really don't want us to know. They just want to know what's left and what we can see. And it's really kind of silly. It's kind of shitty. You know, I don't know. I just don't get it, but, you know,
it's all right.
I'm just astonished because it was so alive and so beautiful, and then in one step, it's this bleak. And I guess I don't know what would happen, if anything. I don't even know if we needed our suits. Because you would think that, I don't know, who knows.
Well, let me ask you something about the other people that you're working with today.
I gotta get over there.
Let's head on over there.
They're going to be mad at me again.
Check them out. I'd like to know what they look like.
Yeah, I can't. The there's like the covers on the suits. You can't really see through them. You know, they reflect. They're kind of mirror-ish or whatever. So I don't know. They look like me because they're in the suit. But,
do they appear to have arms and legs?
Yeah, it's humanoid-ish. It's two arms, two legs, and you know, like obviously there's feet and the hands are a little different.
How so? What do the hands look like?
Well, I can't see them. And within the suit, it feels like if it were a human hand, it's kind of like the three middle fingers are stuck together, and the other little finger that would be on the other side is like it's like two thumbs and three. It's kind of weird, but
interesting.
It's like for scooping, I don't know.
So let me ask you something as we're traveling along with your coworkers. What do you look like? Do you know what you look like?
It's kind of dark brown skin. And It's kind of beady eyes, but it seems like there's flatness on the faces. The others want to go back to the ship. Can we go back to the ship?
Absolutely. Let's go back to the ship.
We'll be able to,
as we go along,
get out of these suits.
As we go along into the ship, are you able to describe the ship? We're in the ship right now.
There's different ways of going about
getting into the ship.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because there's, I guess they go many different places, so they have to, they can do the beam me up thing, but that doesn't always work so well. So there's like a tube that will come down, okay, and it kind of, I guess I'll say, just kind of sucks you up. But, and then, you know, if it's a normal habitable place, there's this, you know, more of an opening stairway kind of thing. And it's kind of a versatile ship. It's a discovery ship. It's a small ship. It seems like we're the only ones. You know, this crew, it's not that big of a crew. There's maybe seven of us.
Wonderful. So you're saying that you have brown skin and beady eyes.
Well, we're getting up to the ship, and as we get our suits off, it's kind of weird because we're not able to do it ourselves.
Really? Do you think it's for your protection because you were wearing those suits? Is there a process to remove the suits?
It's these bodies we have, it seems bug-like.
Oh, perhaps it kind of,
it's what it kind of seems like. And so we're not really functional real well, you know, as far as getting a suit on and off. It's like, I don't think any of this really belongs to us. I think we're just the ones that have been, okay, because, all right, whoever it is that's on the ship, that's, there's two more humanoid type types that are helping us. One's helping us to get undressed, and the other one is driving, or whatever you'd say, commanding the ship. But it's like they have us, whatever that environment was, it must be bad because the insect type things that we are pretty durable.
Oh, I see.
But they're saying they don't want to take any chances because it would be quite an effort to have to get more of us to just make another mistake with and let us be part of the devastation or whatever.
I understand.
But it is very buggish. It's like six legs, and I don't know why. God.
So you have.
They stuffed us in. They stuffed us in these suit things that really weren't made for us. And so we had the four, you know, the arm and leg holes filled with the other ones that are sides. And it wasn't overly, I mean, it wasn't like it was terribly uncomfortable. It was just kind of dumb.
So you're basically using suits that are made for other species than your own.
Yeah.
All right. So you're helping out with another species, it sounds like.
Well, it's not, we got coerced into doing this.
Coerced?
None of us really are very happy doing it. I mean, who wants to go to devastated pieces of planets?
Oh, I completely understand.
You know, it's kind of like we got suckered into it or something. I don't know. But they were after us. They came, okay. They were visiting our home where something had happened. This is really, I don't know officially what they are. It's like they go check out all this stuff, but I don't know why or really for who. I'm just kind of came along to help, allegedly help out was the original story. Wow. But we really don't understand what we're doing. I mean, we know what we're supposed to do and we do it. We don't know what the purpose is. We don't really know who it is. It's just these people who stop by to check out devastation on our planet. And I guess they thought since we were buggish that we'd be good ones to do this job or whatever it is. But anyway,
I understand.
So we're hoping to go back home. We all are really getting homesick. We've been out a lot longer than what they said it would be, and we really don't know if they're going to honor, because we didn't really have an official agreement. It was just one of these, hey, you want to help out? Oh, yeah, we'll go on.
Living in the moment, huh?
Yeah, and the moments are getting pretty crappy.
Well, why don't we move forward? We're going to leave this scene at this time, and let's move forward to a very important day in this lifetime. So we're drifting forward, leaving that scene behind, leaving that day behind, and all those that you are with, and we're going to drift forward to a very important day in this lifetime.
Well, after they finally let us know what all of this was truly about, it was, I never returned to my home planet, but we are doing a great service for, it's called a guild.
The guild.
It's a guild, but it's a kind of a universal, or it's for the good of the good of all that is what they're saying, which what I've found is really true. There's some very complex and complicated beings that, you know, I thought it was odd we didn't have any tools or anything, but the suits we were wearing take in, and that's, the suits weren't necessarily for protection, but they, within themselves, they did all the readings, got all the data, got all the information, you know. I didn't think I was wearing the suit in the beautiful part, but I believe. Anyway, and so as that went on, in all the different places we go, we do bring back a lot of information and a lot of, it's interesting because the flow of the studies and what it's done with all this data is really, it's really beautiful. It's how the different things involved in the different environments, the progression, the digression, the just the different flows of planets, and what I may perceive as devastation may just indeed be part of the cycles of the planets, and some of the planets, the areas, the different areas cycle. And it's really pretty amazing. And this day is to commend. There's still three of us from that original crew. The others went back to our original planet, but it's just an honor for us for all the work we've done and all the places we've been, and it's made a huge difference in just knowledge and understanding of what it is that is bringing clarity to a lot of things. And understanding, and it's more about emotional beings or just throw judgments around so crazily and with no data or no emphasis of what the truth really was. And that's kind of what we've been able to accomplish, is to, in that clarity. And it's so interesting because what kind of provoked this was the emotional beings, the beings driven by emotion were, you know, I don't know why the term hair on fire came to me, but, you know, and then when things are investigated, it's something completely different. It's just, it's real interesting to see that side of things and then to be able to get in touch with the real reality of what is actually going on. And in that, you see the beauty of it. You see the, you know, when I first started, it was like, seeing all those birds still on those branches and they were just gone, and but realizing that's part of the normal process. It's just what happens. So, and there's a beauty in that.
At the beginning, when you said it felt sad,
mm-hmm.
Did you identify as a being with emotions?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't be able to fulfill what is needed of us if we didn't have. It's just we're not overtaken by the emotions. You know, they're more as an observation as part of the total picture, and they're not a driving force in the work we do.
Understand, so you're able to pick up on the frequency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it, you know, and there's times, because there was initially with that, I mean, it was very sad and I felt it very deeply. And But as I moved along in my understanding of when we began, they began to let us know the whole picture, per se. It was easier to balance that all out.
Let me ask a few more questions about the guild. Are you familiar with the mission of the guild?
It's kind of like... it's got its facade, and of how it's presented, but the core of it and the true work that's done there is—it's all good, and it's all, you know, quite amazing and has purpose. Where. It's kind of the what you can't avoid as far as being accepted and this and that. So it's kind of, yeah, there's a facade and there's a reality.
Okay, and in reality, do you feel that it's meeting purpose? It's accomplishing purpose?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it definitely is. And... what they're saying is it's just deeper understanding, because there are so many different planets and places, and they're all to be learned from. And there are places we have gone where the results are the actions of beings that are not good, truly are devastating. And it's kind of, that's what I was perceiving on the first one. And that does exist, but in taking in the whole realm of it, it's much easier to identify those things. And there's other crews that do other things, just observing what's going on with these other beings and in their destructive, just their low frequency ways, and identifying responsibility and stuff.
Wonderful. Let me ask you, so we're on this very important day in this lifetime.
Sorry.
Oh, no, the information was wonderful. Very informative. Thank you so much. I would like to know what's happening on this very important day in this lifetime.
It was just that we're being honored for all that we've done. And I guess it's... it's kind of weird because I think we're done. I mean, we're done. We're not going to do this anymore. And here we are, these three bug guys. And we're not sure what we're going to do. Where we're going to go. It's,
and that's okay to not know where you're going to go from here, but I think it's wonderful you received recognition and you found purpose in what you were doing.
But we're all kind of, you know, we served our purpose as what we did, but we don't really fit in with the rest of it.
So you don't feel as though you're fitting in.
No, I think we're just going to go back to wherever it came from, or we're going to be exterminated. I don't know.
Well, whatever you've done, as far as your part in the guild, as an observer, You found some purpose in that and recognition as well. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and leave the scene for this important day of this lifetime. And we're going to drift forward and we are going to float in to the last day of this lifetime. At this time, we're going to observe, okay? So we're going to leave that last scene and move forward to the last day in the lifetime that we're looking at. And you can watch as an observer if you would like to. What is happening? What do you see?
I'm an old bug, and buggish, or whatever the correct term is. And I went back home, where we came from. And there are a lot of people there. It was interesting going back there because there were a lot of stories to tell, but most people, yeah, it was just people, whatever they are. Most others didn't. Some accepted it, some didn't. It didn't matter. Had a good life, and the family was my family. My group changed quite a bit, but they accepted me back, and they're all there with me, and with myself. I feel pretty special. I was able to do all I was able to do. And I see a lot of purple energies coming in.
Where do you see the purple energies coming from?
They're just kind of flowing up out of me.
Oh, are you leaving the body?
Yeah, it's kind of as I flow out.
Wonderful.
And there's some sadness, there's some joy, there's, as far as the group, as far as me, I'm just kind of wondering what the next adventure will be.
Do you recognize anybody in that group that's there in other lifetimes? Do you recognize anybody there?
Maybe it seems like one of the little girls might be my mother from this lifetime. And they feel familiar.
They feel familiar.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, the group thing. Soul group or whatever you want. There's some familiarity there.
So is the little girl your little girl?
No, it's like a granddaughter.
Oh, a granddaughter.
Is what it seems like. I don't know what bugs do.
Is she also a bug like you?
Yeah, the whole group is the bug. Because I went back to...
Yeah.
Where I came from. So yeah, it's
all the same species now that you're surrounded by?
Yeah.
Okay, and this little girl, what relationship do you have with her in this?
She barely knows me. I mean, she came around when I was old, and I said granddaughter. She could, who knows what.
Right.
Somehow in that, because the whole...
She's part
yeah,
of
it's a it's a, it's a whole different realm of breeding and things.
Wonderful.
So somehow, but she seemed to have a feeling of I associated it with the current mother, but I don't know.
Wonderful. So as you see the purple energy drift from the body, drifting away from the body. We are going to go to the other side. And from that position, you can look back at the entire life and now see it from a different perspective. Every life has a lesson and a purpose. And as you look back at that life, what did you learn from it?
Just seeing the whole picture. Avoiding judgment.
So being able to see the whole perspective.
Compassion.
Compassion.
And understanding that sometimes things have to be the way they have to be. And just acceptance. And all in a loving way. Not in a harshness, but in a loving aspect and in a loving way.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So we are now leaving that life behind and that entity that you were in that life back to where it is, back in that life, as every life has a purpose. And we're going to move away from that scene to allow that person to continue on their own path. And at this time, you can move either forward or backward to find another appropriate time and place that has information that you need. You are now at another time and place. What do you see is happening?
It's I'm looking over, it's kind of fading in, but it's like it's stone, it looks like a waterfall, but it isn't a waterfall. It's just the sparkling of whatever this stone is. It's kind of a dark, dark green. But there's a gold in it that sparkles. And as the gold sparkles, it looks like a waterfall. It's really profound. It's very beautiful.
Wonderful.
And it's really an honor to be able to be here.
You feel honored to be there.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling. Sounds absolutely beautiful.
It's something where it isn't just the beauty is taken in by every sense. It sounds beautiful, it looks beautiful, it feels beautiful. Even the taste of the air, it just is very, very beautiful. Not everybody gets to come here.
Wonderful. Are you able to look down at your feet?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you see?
It's like three toes.
Three toes. What color?
It's a brownish skin.
Brownish skin.
It has a real kind of It's kind of, I don't know that I want to say I don't want to say it, but it almost has a reptilian type look.
Okay, like a reptile skin?
It's a smooth skin. It's more like kind of froggish, I guess.
Froggish. Amphibian.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So you're looking down at the body. Does it appear to have legs or hands?
Actually, this whole thing is like really, it's almost froggish, which it's funny.
Like a brown frog?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Does this body, what are you able to do with this body? Do you hop like a frog?
Yeah, it's almost it's like frogs.
Wonderful.
It's very interesting. It's kind of fun.
Is the frog wearing anything?
No. It's a frog in nature.
So it's just living this beautiful natural environment at this time.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What's the frog doing today?
Just admiring the. Well, the frog's confused because it looks like a waterfall, but there's no water, and it's he kind of likes some water, so
Oh, so looking
have
for
to go
water?
find a puddle. Yeah.
Beautiful. Do you know what you eat?
I'm very aware of the tongue and insects and that kind of thing,
Okay, so you eat
and
insects.
it's really kind of fun. To use it, it's effective. It works very well.
What kind of plants are around you? What does the environment look like?
Well, I'm not very big, and so everything is kind of foresty. Even within just standard, plants are pretty big to me. But it's kind of patchy. There's it's what do I want to say? It's a diverse area because there's rainy seasons where everything's wet and then it dries up some, and you got to be careful to be where you can survive and stuff. It's I'm really it's I'm very alone today, which is odd.
Usually you're with other species of the same kind.
Yeah, it seems like your typical, pond with a bunch of frogs, and you're all just hanging out doing your thing, and I seem to have wandered off by myself.
Do you think you're on planet Earth?
No, it doesn't feel Earthish.
It's a different planet. Are you able to describe the frequency of the planet? How that feels to you?
Well, it's not extremely dense. And this is just comparative to this the density here now, but it's much lighter.
It's lighter.
Yeah. And it seems it doesn't seem like there's any humanoids on this planet, which is why, yeah, it's a nice place to be.
Do you see other animals, other species there, other beings other than
There,
frogs?
yeah, there's, there's a few furred things, four-legged.
Are they larger than you?
With, oh yeah. It's kind of like I'm seeing fox type. They're not real big, but this is it's almost like it's just the beginnings of a planet.
Oh, wonderful.
It's not because the more I talk about maybe it's just stories I've heard. Because the more I talk about the furred being, it doesn't, I've never seen one.
Well, tell me more about the fur being. What does it look like?
It looks like a fox or something, but I've only heard stories. I've never seen anything like this.
So in your form now,
right,
it's frog form, you've never seen it. You just are aware of it.
Right. I've heard stories, but you know how elders are and their stories they tell. Who knows where they heard them? Because, like I say, this is a very fresh planet that's just beginning life.
Do you know what your purpose is right now on this planet? What do you do?
The beautiful, whatever that was, the golden and the green and all of that, I'm able to take in those energies and distribute them around. You know, it's almost like I'm doing grid work.
Wonderful.
I'm able to take energies from different things I discover and share them with the grid, with the, you know, it's pretty early in this planet, so it's just fun because I'm just doing little bits of things, but it all makes a difference. So it's fun to be able to do my part, and it's fun to do it. And you know, there's a lot of discovery, a lot of feeling the different frequencies, and just a happy little frog's life.
Wonderful. So you were looking for water today, and mm-hmm. and you don't have your normal family members and your friends that are normally with you. But let me ask you, do they do the same thing that you do? Or do they have different purposes?
They are... They're more in a group thing and in the sounds they make and the things they do, they're creating new frequencies. They're bringing in new frequencies from what they are generating. And I mean, it's just them. And they're more of a group thing where I'm out distributing things from other things.
Wonderful, just from exploring.
Yeah.
You find, you take it, and then you disperse it.
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful, wonderful purpose. So at this time, we're going to leave this scene behind, and we are going to float to a very important day, an important day that you consider in this lifetime to be important. As a frog being, what do you see around you?
It's rainy season, so it's kind of swampy, and there's lots of wonderful things. You know, the coolness, the algae, the swampiness is very nice for us. And it feels like it's a celebration, but it's very subtle. Oh. There's another that's going to join me and do the work with me. It's a mate.
It's your mate?
Yeah.
Is this mate a spouse kind of mate?
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not that much into reptilian, but it's more than just somebody that's going to do the work with me. I'm just going to say she's able to do the same things I do, but her frequencies carry the frequencies differently. And so we're going to be able to take different aspects of what we encounter, the energies, as we disperse them. And it's not going to be so lonely.
Wonderful. So she shares in your role, but she's able to deliver differently.
Right.
Wonderful.
Right. It's really beautiful because the combination of what we're each able to do is really pretty profound and making a big difference.
So in this lifetime, do you perceive yourself to be male?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so there is male and female then.
Yeah.
As far as sex goes. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So it sounds like this very important day is it perhaps a celebration? Do you identify it as a celebration?
Yeah, it is. But like I said, it's real subtle. It's not like a big deal to anyone else. It is for us. So it's, who knows? Maybe we're just running off. Maybe it's not a celebration, but
what's happening that makes it feel like a celebration? Is it just the feeling that you have, or are things happening around? Are other beings doing things?
It's just it really seems like it's just us two, and we just happen to discover the what it is we can do together, and we're gonna go do it.
That in itself created a spark.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and leave this beautiful scene, this celebratory scene, and we are going to leave that scene behind, and we're going to move forward in life, and we're going to float into the very last day of this lifetime. What do you observe?
Something happened. We got into something that we shouldn't have gotten into, and we're both on our way out. And in its own way, it was kind of beautiful it happened that way because we just were able to do that together too.
Do you know, can you see yourself now on this last day of life?
Yeah.
What's happening?
It's like we were poisoned or something. We got into something we shouldn't have been in. And we're both, we know we're dying, and in a way, we're kind of giggling because there's nothing that could be done. So it's like, oh.
And well, you're together.
Yeah. Yeah. It was weird because it's nice that I was saying that it's kind of cool because we're exiting together.
Do you recognize anybody from this lifetime and in your other lifetimes?
Not really.
No. All right. So this has been a wonderful experience in this lifetime to be able to find energy and reallocate it in other areas. And you've found a wonderful partner who's journeyed with you to the last day of this very important lifetime. So at this lifetime, what we're going to do is we're going to drift away. So we're drifting and floating away from that lifetime, leaving those that are there to continue their own journeys. He will find peace, and he will find what he's supposed to find. And we're going to leave him there to continue on his own journey. Again, he will find peace. He will find what he is supposed to find. And we're leaving him there to continue on his own path. Now I want all of the consciousness and personality of Keith to once again return to the body and fully integrate back into the body. Now, may I please speak to Keith's subconscious, please?
Okay.
I have permission to speak to Keith's subconscious.
Okay.
I respect the power of the subconscious because I know the subconscious takes care of Keith's body and does a very good job of it. I also know that the subconscious has the records of everything that has ever happened to Keith in this lifetime and all the other lifetimes he has ever lived. So, I respect the power of the subconscious, and I always ask for permission to speak to it and ask questions. Do I have permission to ask questions?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So I know that the subconscious could have brought forth many different lifetimes for Keith to see today. You chose to bring forward this life for him to see. The life as an insectoid that looked somewhat like an ant, and the life as an amphibian. Why did you pick those lifetimes for Keith to see?
He sees humanoid. I mean, that's all he needs to see, that there's other things. He doesn't think people reincarnate as other beings other than the humanoid thing. And it was good for him to see that.
Wonderful. And why is it important for him to see that people or beings reincarnate into other species?
Just to know. He's always kind of wondered about it. It didn't make sense, but he needed to see the core consciousness of things that he may feel don't amount to much, actually are very in tune and very, which he does know that, but these, just to realize they're far more than what he may believe they are.
Wonderful. So I wanted to know, is there anybody in those lifetimes that Keith knows now, in this lifetime?
There's there may be some he will come to know.
So Keith had a question about his insulin dependency. Are you able to share with us why he has an insulin dependency at this time?
Well, he's done it for so long. It's so much is normal. And he just, he's been told by many it's in his mind, and it is. His body's fine.
So his body is fine.
And he just, but the mind's so powerful that it, and it's a matter of, he's worked and worked and worked on this. And he just, he doesn't see the simplicity of it. He knows it's in his mind, And it's like he just needs to visualize himself unscrewing this piece or pulling this piece out or whatever. And it really could be that simple.
And, are you able to help him with that today? And share with us the reprogramming of that piece in his mind, or removing that piece in his mind that's creating this insulin dependency?
It's, it's about easing the fear, because there's a big fear, you know, it's a change thing and the fear thing, and which seems so silly to him because it's like, oh, it'd be so wonderful. But yet he's still hanging on to that. And, the thing though too is there's a neediness in that. And there's something about that neediness he likes, you know. He's gotten much better.
So tell me, as you know everything, tell me why he's attached to that neediness. Like, why he likes to need it.
He doesn't have much else in his life. And it takes a lot of his energy, a lot of his focus. And if he doesn't know what he'd do with his focus, with that energy, if he didn't have it all go in there.
Oh, I see now. So, I guess I would ask, if Keith could find his purpose in this life, or his purpose for now, because I believe he's been doing his purpose in this lifetime, but there's always a new purpose, right? If Keith could find that purpose now, would he be able to let go of this desire for the dependency on the insulin?
Well, I certainly hope so, because it really hinders him in what he wants to pursue. I mean, if he really wants to take off and wander and stuff, you know, it's a cost. It's a, all that stuff. And in just knowing that, it's freedom. He's granting himself freedom if he chooses to do this. And, you know, and it is part of hanging on to that fear of stepping into the freedom.
Oh, so there's still a lot of fear going on with Keith right now in his life, and in different avenues when it comes to being
forward, yeah, it's kind of subtle. But there's those little tinges of it that he will blow up and he'll make into more than what they are. And it's on a level where he antagonizes himself. He does these dumb little things that are, you know, kind of, he uses as his excuses. And maybe that's it too, you know, it's excuses to avoid what he knows he's going to do anyway.
Humans are funny,
aren't they? They're so weird. But anyway, so.
Let me ask you something. Are you able to share with Keith what his purpose is at the moment?
You know, he's doing it. He's stepped up. He's been doing lots of sessions. He's learning about himself. He's learning about what he's doing. He enjoys what he's doing. And it's helpful for others. It's helpful for the whole collective in what he's doing. And so I do commend him on that. And it's just, he knows he has to carefully step into his potentials because has very high he's very powerful, and he struggles with that. He struggles with that a lot, and he really holds back. And in being careful, he needs to regulate that better. He needs to be better with bringing the right amounts in and this and that. And he needs to stop trying to control things.
Okay.
He needs to stop trying to control the flow and things. He needs to trust that we know what we're doing. We're not going to send in too much. We're not going to. Mistakes you made in the past, you've learned from. So stop using those as excuses. Stop using those as really reasons. Stop distracting yourself and just allow it to be what it is to be. And realize in that statement that maybe what it is that it is to be is not what you think it should be.
Understood. Is there anything that Keith should learn at this time? Anything new? Any new modalities or practices that can help him gain his confidence or satisfy his curiosity?
In regards to what he's doing with the sessions, he gets a little too attached to those he works with. He's concerned, but in that he kind of tends to get a little too attached, and his awareness is coming about with that, and he needs to be more careful with that. And, when he's finished, allow them to be on their own. The things he brings through, he works with us so well. He works with the others that come in so well. And just staying with the flow, not getting stuck, realizing being fluid and being fluid in, what it is that is to be. And don't get in ruts. Understood. Because those are dangerous, and he knows that. He's experienced that, and he's doing real well. He's connecting. He sees each session as an adventure. And that's what they are, and that the fluidity is with that. And so just stay with that and don't forget that. And he's very intrigued with the work you're doing right now. And someday maybe that will be something, but not at this time.
Thank you for that information. So I kind of want to ask a question about the different lifetimes that we visited. How do the lessons in those lifetimes apply to Keith now? What can you share that will help him the most today?
Visiting the planets and doing all that work was, it was kind of what you, the casino work was. There was a lot of bleakness. There was a lot of, it was a very, very interesting journey for you. And that kind of related to that for you to realize that, the importance, and both of those tied into that because there was a lot of grid work. You did some powerful, powerful, powerful things. And you know you did. And they were very important in ways you probably will never know about. And I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. It was beautifully done, and we thank you for that. And we presented you meeting up with your mate. The whole, how you saw it when you were speaking of it, is the beauty you know is there. And you kind of shut yourself off, and that's been okay. Your focus was needed. You've done incredible work here. You don't even have any idea of all the things you've done as far as energetics, the grid, the frequencies you brought in are frequencies not many can bring in. And you know that, but please realize it's even more than you're aware of. But being on your own in the midst of all that was good. And now you're at a point where you're going to meet the right frequency that both will blend and weave. And if you allow, it will be there.
That's wonderful news. So Keith has another curiosity question, if that's okay.
Sure.
He would like to understand, why do humans circumcise little boys?
It's a savage thing. It's to be quite honest, they really don't know. I mean, they have all these reasons they put out there, and they really don't know. It's a silly thing. There's so many things and so many levels with it. There's so many different things that feed into it and everything. Yet, humanity is beginning to understand that it's a savage thing to do. And it's one of those earth oddities. And There's so many elements. There's just not a plain, outright answer. It's just the silliness of humanity.
Are you able to share why Keith was circumcised so much later than they normally circumcise boys?
Part of the reason... That whole scenario was to give him a chance of maybe not having to have it done. And it just didn't go that way. And I don't know that there's really a reason. It was just one of those things that was left to go whichever way it may go, and it went that way.
Thank you for that. So thank you so much for answering so many of the curiosity questions that Keith and I had today. Keith would appreciate a thorough body scan from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. And we expect to receive a full healing today. Are you able to provide a full body scan for Keith's body at this time?
Yes.
Thank you.
In the mind, there's a lot of it seems there's a lot of cleanup that needs to be done. It's just ended up from lots of different things, and the whole low blood sugar thing has really caused damage. And there's been many times when you have really gone low. So there's that work to be done. And as I move down through, your jaw has been, we've been taking very good care of that. It was, so it's okay. It will function.
Are you able to share with me what you're doing during this body scan?
It's going down, and adjustments are going on as it goes, and I'm just kind of scanning down the body, and the left arm is where I stopped before you spoke, and the left arm has some weird things going on, and it moves up into the shoulder. It's more up into the shoulder and the upper part of the arm that are affecting what's going on in the hand. And
are you healing that for Keith today?
Yeah.
Are you able to share with Keith how you're doing that healing?
It's a flow of different frequencies working its way down through all of it. Your fingers are still clicking.
Thank you so much. I know Keith is going to appreciate that healing, and he mentioned his left arm and his fingers clenching. So I really appreciate that healing.
Just move down over the heart, the right arm and hand seem okay. And the chest, the heart. As long as you are shining your core light, your heart is beautiful. Your heart functions beautifully. We're kind of doing some cleanup through the whole cardiovascular system as we move through. So all the way down. There may be some energy, some things that are enabling. They're enabling the whole insulin thing that are causing the stuckness in that. We're going to clear these things. It may be uncomfortable. carry these things, work through. As we go down through the whole digestive, the kidneys seem very good.
Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Through. Skeletal structure seems to be good. We'll work on things, but he knows the sides of the things he needs to do. He needs to get more exercise. He needs to get out. He needs to use this incredible little body he's been provided.
What kind of exercise should Keith start with?
His walking is fine.
Walking?
When he does that, you know, and it's adequate.
Is there a certain time of day he should be walking?
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter. It's just to go and to do it. And he loves it. He enjoys it when he does it. It's just, when he gets himself in his ruts or whatever they may be, he's convinced himself he needs to do something else, whatever. But he needs to take the initiative and do it. And when the weather gets nicer, you can bicycle too.
Oh, he enjoys bicycling?
Oh, yeah, he always has. He's done a lot of that.
Wonderful. Are you able to tell me what you're working on now?
The scan's still going. It's
wonderful.
Down through kind of his left side is weaker than his right side.
How so?
He's out of balance. We need to bring balance into this, to get balance in the sides, because it's just very, I mean, is what I'm feeling in the body. The whole left side has felt different working with the side of the mind, and it's being associated on the whole left side of the body, but it just seems the cardiovascular, like it all. We need to balance out the frequencies, is what it is. The frequencies aren't equal.
So what does that look like as you balance out the frequencies? What's your process?
Once again, it's a kind of a weaving things, pulling them into each other in a beautiful weave, a beautiful weaving, as we work from the feet up. Whew. And this is a very efficient and easy way to balance. Because within the weaving, they meld. They work. And there are frequencies. There are unique frequencies that are needed. And it's as if they separate and they balance. Some balance there, some balance on each side. And the weaving brings them together where they're still kind of separated, but they're balanced.
Wonderful.
Because there's something in the structure that's needed with that for the frequency work that he does. His body has been through so much with so many frequencies that he's been bringing in over so many years. He really has no idea what all he's done. And that's why he picked this durable little body. But you need to show your appreciation and your gratitude by letting it exercise and keeping it strong.
And how often should Keith exercise?
Well, daily. He needs to do some walking daily. I mean,
and
what he's done in the past was, it was spot on. It was very good, and he knew that, and he felt that, and so just get back with that.
And what's the minimum amount of time that he should be exercising per day or doing
his walks? I would say it would be advisable to do at least 3 miles.
Okay. And should he do that at different times throughout the day or once a day? Or what do you recommend?
He usually does it in one shot, which is fine.
That works.
Actually, his body kind of likes that. He likes to, when he walks, he takes off and doesn't, he doesn't ever stop. He just keeps going. It's kind of silly, but every now and then it might be nice if he stopped. But anyway, he has his thing. He is in tune with his body to a pretty decent level. He doesn't, the levels are the ones he doesn't want to hear from.
So I have a question. As you're doing this wonderful scan and you're weaving frequencies and helping to heal Keith's body, that I think Keith may want to ask, what are we doing about the parts in his mind to help heal those parts in his mind?
Well, as the weaving and the balance goes through, and the frequencies, we've kind of it's like a power wash. We kind of power washed up there, and now as the weaving goes through, it's going to bring balance, and all the stagnant areas will no longer be stagnant, and it will be bringing life back to those areas, those places.
Wonderful. And I know that you'll be working on Keith's body for a while, right? Take some time to finish the whole process of healing Keith's body?
Yeah, it's it will linger for the remainder of the day and maybe into the morning, but a substantial amount has already been done.
So you can check back in a couple of days and just kind of do a scan through his body to see how he feels?
Yeah.
Wonderful.
His awareness is there, and he'll be monitoring it. That was one of the things. There were benefits with the insulin, and that was one of them, is the body awareness.
Okay.
Because he had to monitor.
Wonderful. So I'm going to allow you to finish the work on Keith's body, and we greatly appreciate it, as he's doing so many wonderful things of service to humanity and helping to share those frequencies everywhere he goes, just naturally. I would like to ask if there were any messages or advice that you want to give to Keith before we go.
Don't be afraid of risks. Stop with the subtleness and step into it. You kept hearing people say, step into your shoes. The Goddess Mother said, be your reason. And that's what you need to focus on. In that stern voice she gave you, it meant taking the risks. Doing those things. Being comfortable. doesn't always get the job done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.